Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a very blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for another breath, Father God. I thank you for another heartbeat, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for another eye blink, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the activity of my limbs, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, on today, asking you, Father God, to hear every prayer, Father God, every prayer that has been prayed, Father God, without malice. Every prayer that has been prayed with faith and in faith and by faith. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, someone may be having a hard time to pray. Someone may be saying, well, I don't know how to pray. Father God, I pray for each and every person who needs to know how to pray on today. I pray for each and every person who's trying to become more committed and more consistent in their daily prayer life. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will guide us each with our prayers, Father God. I pray, Father God, that before we come to pray, Father God, that we will ask you for forgiveness, Father God, so that there will be nothing in our hearts, Father God, that can potentially, Father God, hold up our prayers, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to remember each and every person, Father God, during this holiday season. Someone is struggling, Father God, and I'm not just speaking financially, Father God. Yes, someone is struggling financially, Father God, and I'm not even talking about not even being able to afford to buy their children gifts or buy relatives and friends and colleagues gifts. That's not what I'm talking about. Somebody is struggling financially just to pay their light bill, to pay their gas bill, to pay their car insurance, their car payment. Someone is struggling, Father God, to put food on the table, Father God. That is what I'm talking about, Father God. When I say someone is struggling financially, Father God, someone is in such a hardship, Father God, financially, that is stressing them out, that is causing their blood pressure to skyrocket, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon each and every person who needs a financial blessing on today. Look down upon each and every person who needs you to step in on today. Look down upon each and every person who needs you to make a way on today. Look down upon each and every person who needs you to open doors on today. Look down upon each and every person who needs you to jumpstart their lives again, Father God. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, to send unexpected blessings, Father God. Someone needs a Christmas miracle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is praying and praying and they're crying out to you, Lord, asking you to step in. They need you urgently, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone is struggling emotionally, Father God. They're struggling with this holiday season, Father God. Maybe one of their loved ones just passed away, Father God. Maybe this is the anniversary of someone who has passed away, Father God. Maybe they're missing their loved ones, Father God. Maybe someone was the only child child and both of their parents are gone, Father God, and they may not have any children. They may not have a spouse, Father God, and they feel all alone and they're feeling depressed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, maybe someone, Father God, is going through emotionally, Father God, because they're going through a divorce and they are grieving, Father God, that love. They're grieving that partnership, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I look, pray, ask you to look down upon those who are going through mentally, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they don't have any peace in their minds. They don't have any peace in their hearts, Father God, that everything that's coming against them feel like it's about to smother them. Everything that's coming against them feels like it's about to take them out, Father God. But I pray, Father God, that you will sustain them, Father God, in this evil day and time. Sustain them through what they are going through, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will sustain each and every person, Father God, even those that are smiling, even those that are praising you openly, Father God. Father God, sometimes those, Father God, with the loudest praise, they're going through the most, Father God. Sometimes, Father God, those who are smiling, Father God, the strongest, Father God, has the deepest secrets, Father God. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will remember each and every person, Father God. Allow us to truly remember, Father God, what the true meaning of this season is about. It doesn't matter whether Jesus was born actually on the 25th or not. It doesn't even matter, Father God, if he was born in the month of December. What matters is, Father God, that we know that he was born. That is what matters, Father God. What matters is, Father God, we know that he came down 42 generations. What matters is, Father God, we know, Father God, that he had the Last Supper. What matters, Father God, is we know that he carried his cross, Father God. What matters is we know, Father God, that he was on the cross. We know, Father God, that he was mocked, Father God. Well, we know, Father God, that they put a spear in his side and blood and water came out. What we know, Father God, is that he shed his blood on a cross. What we know, Father God, is he asked you to forgive them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And not just to forgive them, but forgive us too, Father God. What we know, Father God, is that he gave up his ghost, Father God. What we know, Father God, is that he went in the grave for 3 days. What we know, Father God, is in 3 days he rose again. What we know is, Father God, that our salvation has been confirmed through Jesus Christ. That's what really matters, Father God. That is what's really true, Father God. That is what's really pure, Father God. So help us not to get caught up, Father God, in the saying, oh, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. We're celebrating the fact that he was born. We're celebrating the fact that all that came with him, the fact that we know the birth of Jesus was the start for our salvation. So Lord God, I just want to say thank you for this season. Thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that Jesus is our Savior on today. Thank you, Father God, and I pray, Father God, for all those who cannot declare that Jesus is Lord. I pray for those who have not proclaimed that Jesus is the King of Kings. Father God, I pray for each and every person, Father God, who does not know Jesus and the pardon of their sin in this season, Father God. I pray that you will repent. I pray that we will repent, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we will accept Jesus Christ, Father God, who was born of a virgin, that we would accept him as our personal Lord and Savior, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, for this season of life, oh God. I thank you for every season of life that we get to spend with Jesus Christ. Lord God, I thank you and I pray, Father God, that everyone will be grateful on this in this season, Father God. Allow all the children to have an attitude of gratitude, Father God. Don't allow them to be disrespectful, even if they may not get everything that they want, Father God. Help them to be grateful for what they are able to receive. Allow them to recognize that there's someone out there that is not going to receive anything. Allow them to recognize that there's a child out there that may be in foster care. Allow them to recognize that there may be a child out there that's in an orphanage. Maybe allow them to recognize there may be a child out there that may be getting abused. Allow them to know that there's a child out there who may not have any parents, Father God. Maybe their parents just passed away. So allow them to be grateful, Father God. Allow every adult to be grateful. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son. Thank you, Father God, that he was born and we celebrate his birth. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you. Don't forget to follow Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at, and follow it on Inspirations by God Ministry on YouTube. God bless you and God bless you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.